Blog Talk Radio.
Planetary convergence
ends on December the 4th, and we told you guys that the convergence of the star system began December 14th. We've got to understand what is taking place. Right now, we are, the great celestial event is reaching our planet as soon as we hear, very soon. So we have to prepare ourselves for something big and powerful. And we're looking at a fall. I mean, literally it's going to be a fall with so much. And we have been accustomed to this type of living by these inorganic beings. They have literally caused us to be accustomed to a life that we're not supposed to be used to. You know, money and things and positions and, you know, they have literally taken so many of us out of balance. All right, so the planetary convergence is right now until December the 4th. That would be 180 days until December the 4th. All right, and what we are looking at, like we said last night, all of the realms are now coming together, but there is a more powerful convergence that will be coming after December 4th, which would be your the convergence of the star system convergence is very important, because this is bringing the star systems together, but as the star systems come together, they're bringing the planets together. So it's like if you can imagine a bunch of snowflakes. I'm going to have to write out the diagram, but a bunch of snowflakes is laying down, and you know each snowflake has a different shape, all right? And that's just like these stars have a different shape. But then they have a line going from one snowflake to the other one, to the other, connecting each other. Remember, a line represents one point of energy to another point of energy. As we said before in the math class, they lied and say, oh yeah, you know, a line is from one point to another point, or, you know, from point A to point B is what a line is. A line represents one point of energy to another point of energy. So this is what's happening right now. We have points of energy connecting to each other. So all the star systems are going to be connecting to each other. So and this is going to be like a second planetary convergence, but it's literally going to be the power of the star systems in each galaxy that are going to come combine together as one energy, as one force, as one means of power. And these star systems are going to literally change the frequency. And this will bring the beginning of 2023. 2023 will be the year of conflict and destruction, all right? And the reason why we see conflict and destruction is because the frequencies are going to be extremely high, all right? As we begin to move into a new energy. Hold on here. As we begin to move into a new energy, a new power, a new type of force. We're going to see things that we've never seen before. They're going to be things that have never been in the existence of nature. When that statement says there's nothing new under the sun, there's a shitload of new stuff under the sun all the time. Nothing repeats. I mean, even though we repeat, as far as, you know, birth and rebirth, and we come back, but a lot of times we don't come back to the same realm, you know. So we have other realms within our planet, but then we have other planets within our galaxy that sometimes we return to. So we don't come back to the same place, so there's no circle of repetition constantly going with the same thing. Is over and over and over again. That's what the white man tells you. That's what these shacks tell you. And it's all a lie. It's all a lie. All right. So what we're looking at is 2023, the year of conflict and destruction, where the system will literally begin to explode. Right now it's imploding, all right? The friction is causing the system to implode. It's imploding on itself. But come 2023, we will watch the system begin in its beginning stages of exploding. And, right? Everything will be exposed. There will be a lot of things that's going to be falling forever. You all are going to have to protect yourself. You know, learn, you know, the ways of the force. Learn the ways of cosmos. We're going to go deeper into that. I want to talk to you guys about bloodbending in a little while, because that is one thing, that is one thing that I have an ability to bloodbend. But I'm not going to get into that right now, because that's not the message right now, but we're going to get to that. But you must understand, overstand, brothers and sisters, that everything that you see that this so-called white man, these factions are doing to try to bring to their system alive is falling. All right? Number one, they never learn from their mistakes. All right? That's the first thing. These are beings who never learn from their mistakes. Yes? And that's all a part of their insanity that they possess. You know? They keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, hoping for a different result. But they never, ever, ever learn from their mistakes. And this is their downfall. And you have to understand, overstand. When you learn from your mistakes, that's a part of evolution, you know. And they were not designed to evolve. I mean, literally, they were not designed to evolve. There's, you know, when you talk about evolution, you're talking about going from one stage to another stage to another stage. What have you seen in this system? Nothing. Nothing has changed. What did they do? Oh, yeah, well, we created AI. We created AI. AI has been in existence for a long time. You're just not exposing the AI that you've been working with for a long time. But nothing has advanced. You're talking about evolution, all right? You're talking about evolution. You're talking about something that is happening naturally, something that takes place on a natural occurrence, all right? When we can evolve from one state of matter to another state of matter, we can evolve, you know, the point of evolution. So this is another part when we're looking at everything in nature evolving and the energy increasing and the frequencies increasing and the powers increasing, everything is increasing, you know. So, you know, we have to understand that from 2023 is definitely going to be the beginning of end game for all of them. And that's why it's important for you all to, you know, everything that you're learning now, you know, and if you made any mistakes on this point, learn from those mistakes, all right? And make yourself more greater, make yourself more powerful, you know? So we can't continue to play the role of our enemies and keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. You see, we have these jobs. We keep doing the same thing over and over and over again at these jobs. Nothing makes me evolving, all right? They want you to do the same thing over and over again. You look at the politics. They keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. But your brothers and sisters made that decision. I need to do something different. I'm going to meditation. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I haven't built. All right? So you begin building. And then you realize, say, okay, I'm building, but I need to build greater. So then you start building greater. Then you understand it. So you say, wow. Now, as I'm building greater, I'm increasing in the energies that are within me. I'm increasing in the powers that belong to me. So then you begin to evolve into another type of energy where you say, okay, so now I'm building, and then now I've got to to create more energy, because this is what we did. We are literally etheric beings. And you have to understand that ether wants to evolve constantly. That's what ether is, what wants to do, is evolve constantly. That's why so many brothers and sisters who are caught up in this system, you know, they are looking to, oh, I can get to this place and I can get to that place, and I can, oh, well, I'm going to take my money, I'm going to put it in Bitcoin because I'm not going to worry about money anymore. So they're trying to evolve, but they don't understand that the evolutionary process doesn't deal with the physical. It deals with the spiritual and your body, you know, the spiritual and the energies all around you. That's where evolution began. So we're looking at 2023, the year of conflict and destruction, because when we say conflict, these energetic beings are going to be fighting against each other. The frequencies will be so high that will literally cause them to want to destroy each other. Many of them will begin fighting. That's why they're already talking about, well, you know, we're looking at a civil war. You know, let them have their civil war. That's not our battle. Let the humans fight the humans, all right? That's just it. Let them kill each other. That's not our battle. Our job is to preserve our planet, protect our planet, and build our planet up to the state of what our celestial or our galactic sun is. And that's where we're supposed to be. We were building our planet to be just like the sun, all right? True power, true energy, a true force, all right? We have so long been caught up in this system that we cannot find our way, all right? We have done everything that they have been doing, and we have yet to find our way. So we have to do something different. So this conflict that they're going to be having is all about the system falling, and they can't control the falling, all right? You have to understand. These energetic beings want control of everything. They cannot control the fall of their system. There's going to be conflict, and they're going to be blaming each other, and they're going to start to go to war with each other, and then the destruction of the system will be imminent, will be inevitable, and we will watch everything fall and crumble to the ground as it has began now. But the year 2023 is going to be even worse, all right? They're letting you know, yeah, everything is falling. We're talking about a complete collapse of this so-called white man's system. We're talking about a complete collapse of their system. And the energies are going to be so high that, like we said before, their systems are going to literally implode. It's like we talked about the banks, you know, hard cash. It won't be no more hard cash. They're going to be trying to go completely digital with everything because there will be no need for hard cash. And literally the digital thing is going to be so rough and ragged, you know, they're going to try to hold and control their banks. But the frequencies and the energies are going to be going so high that it's literally, like we say, it's going to cause an eruption. Earthquakes are going to be greater. There's going to be extreme heat in some places. There's going to be extreme heat in some and majority of the places. Their one-time program is going to the winter time program is going to be a complete failure as they are going to try to make it cold. They're going to try to, everything that they have been doing to control everything is literally going to be in a state of demise and decay. All right, as we are watching their system going to the beginning stages of decay right now. And, you know, we are a part of it because we have been put into it, but at the same time, we have the ability to remove ourselves from it in certain ways. You know, yeah, we're going to work. This is the system that we're in. Those of you who can live without the chat, so be it. You know, this is a system that we live in, and we have to literally begin to bring ourselves into an enlightened state of saying, okay, we are literally moving into a completely different area that we have never seen before. Not even our ancestors had seen, had went through what we're getting ready to go through. All right? And it's literally going to be a time of destruction. We're going to watch everything fall. You know, you're going to, places that you're used to going to all the time to shop, many of those places won't be there. Some of those places won't be struggling. The price of everything is literally going to rise. Why? Because the frequency is rising. The frequency is destroying. So because the energy and whatever, the energy of the money, it will be so low, they're going to try to raise the price, which is trying to raise the frequency so that they can try to, it's basically a state of survival. It's what it is. It's literally a state of survival. So we're looking at 2023, the year of conflict and destruction. All right? And this is going to be all because of the convergence of our solar systems. All right? Star system. Star system convergence. What is star system is the solar system. But a star system convergence will be the beginning stages. But right now, as we came, we started with the universal convergence, when all the universes converged, and then we went to the galactic convergence, when all the galaxies converged, and now we're into the planetary convergence, where all the realms are coming together and on our planet. All the realms are coming together on our planet, and we're watching literally this energy literally dissolve their system. All right? Since they want to go to war with nature, nature is showing them how to war. Okay? Which means that they literally have nothing to fight against nature whatsoever. So now that we're going into the star system convergence, the star system convergence literally going to combine all of the realms within each star system as one. And we're going to see a lot of things here on our planet and our realm that we've never seen before. So all of the realms within our star system are going to become one. As right now, the planetary convergence, all the realms of our planet are becoming one. And we're seeing a lot of things and noticing a lot of things because that's the way it's supposed to be. When they came to our realm and caused us fall, they separated our realm from the other realms, which caused us to move into a lower dimension. Now that we have awakened, so many of us have awakened, we're looking at higher dimensions, we're looking at higher energies, higher vibrations, and these all play a role when you're dealing with the convergence here. When you talk about this convergence, that's when you go back into entropy, that's when you go back into a perpetual motion, that's when you go back to constant velocity. You know, that's when you go back into thermodynamics. You know, we're talking about science. We're talking about everything increasing the spin. When you talk about increasing the spin, what's happening is creating new frequencies that's never been heard before, that's not even on the charts. And this system would not be able to operate under this new energy, this new power, this new frequency, this new vibrations. But we as the original beings, we will be able to operate. All right, these inorganic beings are going to try to come to us because they're going to be looking at us as a source. They're going to be trying to look at us as a source of life for them because they're going to need to feed off of us. That's the whole key point because nature around us is going to be literally causing their bodies to break down. All right, this is how we are. Just like their system is so fragile, their bodies are fragile as well. So we're going to be watching everything. We're going to be witnessing everything, but we're going to be a part of this as well. All right, so you've got to continue to build. You've got to continue to create. You've got to continue to meditate. You've got to continue to evolve into higher dimensional beings, all right? You have to link into nature, linking into the powers of the energies. Our sun, our galactic sun is constantly sending us information. It's constantly sending us frequencies, constantly sending us vibrations at a high rate. Why? Because we have awakening. This is the result of our awakening. All right? This is the result of our awakening, and This is how everything is supposed to operate. All right, we're supposed to move into a higher frequency, higher vibrations, higher energies, higher everything. This is how it's supposed to be. So come the year 2023, we're going to have the year of conflict and destruction. This system is literally going to implode or going to explode. Right now it's imploding just right now because this is the year of the phantom energy. What they really, you see, you might be watching, brothers and sisters, you guys are watching the politics like I'm watching the politics. They're crawling in the dark. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they're doing. They've already started blaming each other. There's like conflict without resolution. You know, the year of the phantom energy, and they can't tell. So this phantom energy is literally going to come 2023 is literally going to become evident and is going to show itself. And we're gonna watch as this system literally falls to its back. All right, guys. So I pass this on to you. All right. Hope you guys understand. This is the beginning of this end of our enemies. This is literally the beginning of the end. Or we're not in the beginning. We're within the middle part of the fall of the system. It's not the beginning. We're in the middle part of the fall of this system right now. So we're watching everything go literally haywire. All right? Like we said, this is the year of the phantom energy. I'm being redundant now, which means it's time for me to end the session here. But 2023, the year of conflict and destruction. All right, where the dark energy is going to manifest itself, the dark matter is going to manifest itself, the plasma is going to manifest itself, the energy is going to manifest themselves, you know, the frequencies are going to manifest themselves, the vibrations are going to manifest themselves. You guys are living in a day, and we who are in tune, we will begin to think on certain things, and the manifestation of our thoughts will be evidence that we are nature. All right, so don't get used to being this part of the system, you brothers and sisters, you're caught up in this religion. If you're still caught up in this religious sector, religious, listen, I'm telling you now, you can go through the Bible all you want to, that shit will never evolve. It will never, ever evolve. There's those same books, those same words are going to be there, and you will never be able to evolve, no matter how much you try to fit a scripture, or no matter how much you try to fit a situation with a scripture, it will never evolve. We only evolve within ourselves, which means you're going to say the meditation, you're literally going to the state of being within, just like we talked about before, sharing information, looking into the force, being a part of nature, because we are coming into completely different times for us, sisters, and these inorganic beings, they don't know what to do. As their system, that virus system begins to be weeded out, because the frequencies, in order to destroy the virus, you have to have an extremely high frequency, extremely high vibration.
Podcast and Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haruda 7 Oracle. And guys, you know, it's open mic today, you guys. Thank all of you who have supported Enhancing Awareness Radio thus far. We definitely appreciate you guys. It's going to be... Oh, guys, I'm sorry.
Hey, now.
That song is called Leap of Faith Audio Machine. I love instrumentals, just like Eternal, just like you like drums, I like instrumentals. So that's how I start my day, and that's how I keep my vibe up and my mood and all that, through the instrumentals. But thank you, guys. Again, thank everybody who has supported Enhancing Awareness Radio thus far. We are growing. So everything is going, you know, it's a lot of things that are going on. It is. So, I mean, this podcast is just going to be an open mic. It's just going to be an open mic onto, you know, the things that are happening and the things that are going on. So I definitely would like to hear from you guys. If any of you want to call in, the number to call in is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Please be sure to press 1 if you want to get in the queue to speak to us. All right, without further ado, we'll invite Internal in. Royalty onto you, Internal. Peace, how do you feel? Because I'm muted, so... If you want to speak, I can't hear you yet, though. You don't know if you're trying to speak. Greetings.
How you feeling, bro?
Greetings. Magical.
Ooh, bro.
Magical. I don't think I've ever used that one before.
Magical. You might step it in today. They cheese.
Man. So, yeah, I'm feeling real magical. What about you? How do you feel in this time?
Oh, man. This is like, I'm alive, man. This is the major being alive thing here. Like, I can't even start. Matter of fact, let me start first. Let me do that. I'm going to restart. All right. Hold on for 1 second.
Okay. All right.
Like you said, I like music, too. So I gotta do that first. Let me just do that first.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm back. All right, black, triple black, carbon net 14, matter of fact. Yeah, this is great time frame right now. I feel so energetic to the moment. You know what I mean? Like from moment to moment, we got moments to moments right now about ourselves. And being able to grasp things. Like people say, what is it that, what would you do the most right now? And if you really look at it, a profound thing to do for self, if you haven't done it yet, is to search that God form. Where that God form at? You'll find it. It's in everything. It's in a bird. It's in the trees.
It's in a bird. It's in a
constant, continuum. So whether it be the tire that you got that you thought the tire won't look into that on your car, somebody that's performing for you, yeah, no idea that was going to be needed. Like, it might have got you all the way to where the auto place is at, and then the tire went down. Certain things, you'd be like, why? How did that happen? I didn't even think about it. Like, I rode a bike, right, and the lug nuts on the front of the bike was loose, and I'm just riding willy-nilly, just going all over the place. Then I realized, let me check these lug nuts. Wait a minute, just like lug nuts on the Sorry, I'm talking about those nuts. Let me check the screw and see if it's tightened. And it's not. I was like, wow, it's loose. Wow. This is the how we know about what we call strutters. They're the stressors that's within your tire wheel. And we're all going through this Harry Potter wheel right now. And we're seeing it unfold as the Leo becomes the Mary energy. And how we just talked about Saint Peter. All this time we talk about Peter. When Peter's really Jack. Jack and Peter are the same connection. One-eyed Jack became Peter. You know, Peter became the peeping Tom. So now Peter is also Tom or Tomcat. There is the explanations in your riddles that show us who we are, not to be as an individual, yet as an individual is where we started at. So that's why a lot of us become detriment to learning, you know, more of how you see God form. What God form at? You know what I mean? That might be your major attraction right now. You just didn't know that. And so I'm going to go into this book called Healing Crystals. The Healing Crystal Bible, actually. And the Crystal Bible basically give you, you know, certain things that you can use. Let's say this, amber. Amber is known as a divinatory interpretation for it. Amber inserts a certain degree of nervous energy into its surroundings. It's found in a placement where other indicators show restriction, stagnancy, and doubt. It acts as a stimulus to get things moving. In a positive or already balanced placement, its presence signals that the questioner needs to take care of that things don't get overexcited and frantic. Amber, yep. Amber is like a gemstone caffeine. Too much will create chaos, bad temper, and arguments. As long as this excess energy can be used, however, problems will not usually rise. When amber appears, watch for skill beings underused for emotions being repressed and for unalleviated anxieties and tensions. And that's just an example of amber. You know what I'm saying? You can find out that there's always other things, like, let's say, the personality of it. Amber personalities are always on the go. They are intelligent and aware, but often find it difficult to sit still or relax. They have a tendency to work too hard, and they worry a lot. So the energy, in living, stimulating and electric. What part that it can work on the body? The crystal are placed on the solar plexus of the chakra. And the chakra meaning the meridian, the certain section in the body, like what we were just saying about Leo, right? Leo represents the movement of you. So Leo is also E-L without the O. The O without knowing it. So the O represents originality. Now, of course, we say letters, but we also say letters like numbers. So we can say O is like really zero. You know what I'm saying? And so we really come out of ground zero to become an L. Now, the L is a little different from all the other aspects because you have to start from your head, yet you're using your heart to start with your head. So now, like right now, I'm looking up, because a bird is flying above my head. So what this indication is saying or signify to us as those who speak the language, we know that everything is in the God form. So now how do you formulate towards it? You know what I'm saying? So like if I stop you and I don't have a hat on, I got to see, are you from your head to your toes? How does that work? What are you working in all your shapes in your zodiac? Now, the shapes in the zodiac is not just, like as I said, zero. Then I went all the way from O to zero. And like, how am I just flipping around? This is what the magic forms do. Like, people got magic forms like Papa Olegba. He gives you a trinity into these things. So, like, St. Peter to St. John or St. Jack, they're all saints. We're all S with an A. Like, you ain't done it yet. But it's a super part of yourself that can. That's why the S represents a snake or a Z. The ain't part is just the, like how they got it. Ain't your mama. They put someone that's not your mother, right? But now you said that ain't my mama. Yet, is it your mama? And what would you do with your mama? But see, when you go to GM, GM represents grandmaster. However, it also represents grandma. So if you don't have a grandma ability to, like, livelihood, how you living, you got life and you got livelihood. That's in your lifestyle. So whatever you did with your hood represents the door or represents a phallus, like Peter. So now the one who has a key, like Jack Frost, he's going to create anything. Jack of all trades, he could create Frost. He can create the door to break down. He could create the doorknob to fall off. He can create a key to go into the door. Now, is he a master of all trades? That's because he has to be like grandma. He had to know the master. Master comes from the mother. And because we don't think master or mother, a lot of the deformity, how we start out, how we've been thinking originality, we're not original to ourselves. And this would be like, where's the God form? And so now you're going to get hit with it. So just like Lucifer, you can look at that now, the series on it. It's showing you. He not, they call him the devil, right? And they said that he's evil. Yet he's showing you people are evil at their tactics. What they'll do for a favor, like you sent me the joint about the brother who did the blues, and he was willing to give his soul to play the blues, even though you can't give out your soul. You can put soul in it, but you can't ever give out your soul. Soul is from that, what we call it, the most high ability. Now, if it was spirit, that's what you've been giving out, and it's so strong that it feels like soul, and that's why you say, oh, my soul was in that, or put soul food together. You didn't put soul food together, because what's the day you didn't feel like putting soul food together? What do you call that? You know what I'm saying? You're going from soul down to spirit? So this is like they're saying there's a never-ending and a lesser beginning. We're always in the lesser beginning of what we're seeing. That's the Western and Eastern mentality and how we've been walking around amongst each other and might think lesser of each other. When we can say, I can call you my brother, I can call you my sister. Oh, I ain't calling you my sister. Oh, my brother. This is the distortion that comes from it. Now, how did that start? Well, start with where the God form at? We looking for the devil. Yeah, you looking for the devil form. You can find that too. That's in everything. But it's the same thing as saying spirit and soul. You want to get to the soul being? Because if the soul being is there, it's really saying you get it solo, right? That you looking for solo. Yeah, I'm just getting to where we grasping. Solar. Now, solar is really a soul layer. You're in a soul layer, like you're in a dungeon. This is where the belly of the beast goes to. This is where DMX, this is all that whole connection we were speaking of, the guardian of the dog, the Ampu, the Alepa, the one who wear the hat, the cat in the hat, the dog in the hat, all that stuff, New Orleans, all that going all the way down in the roots. So we've been rooted in on how we don't take this and call it dogma, like guru. Like we say guru, like the juru damager, guru, juru the damager. We're knowing the word, just like we're saying Jerusalem. It's Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Not just Jeru, Haru. Now we know Haru, like Het Haru. That's one who wears a hat. One who's now in their hat of the herd, and you, the heru, the connection of why is it masculine and feminine in the first place? This is to see spirit and soul matching itself. And we don't do it so much that we only see two sides, not three sides of things. Like you said, there's only one side of love. It could be a left, 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 left that equals right. Or right, 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 right that equals left. You know when someone says, you did that wrong. So wait a minute now. What if I did it left? They're going to get mad at you? They might. However, because we use emotional power versus emotional intelligence to show that we ain't emotional intelligent at all. We're using what we call it spirit to talk about things when we should be using soul to explain it. Like I can give it to you any kind of form. God form is in everything. And that's what I started out with. Yet it won't be until you know it will you see it in everything. You're going to just be like, oh, no, no, step on that. Okay, ah, yeah, ah. Then next thing you know, he's like, wait a minute, that thing stepped on me. Woo. Wait a minute. I was cutting steel, and then I got cut by steel. Okay, wait a minute now. I'm eating animal, and now the animal want to eat my leg. It gets that deeper, you know what I'm saying, to where we say, wait a minute now. Do I respect the bird that's flying over my head? Am I able to look that high up above my head now? This is where the circumference of our nose is. This is why we all got one, right? We all got a nose. Yet, do we breathe through these nostrils the same? And do we use the diaphragm at the bottom of the stomach? See, when you put these elements like amber on your body, or let's say citrine, it's, again, helping your solar plexus. That's your navel and your base of the ribs. They had to put Adam to sleep. But why they had to put Adam to sleep? Why couldn't Adam just go to sleep? Why couldn't he just lay down and feel good? Yeah, I feel exhausted. I'm going to go ahead and lay down. God got to put you to sleep? What kind of God is that? That sounds like a different God right there. I don't even know about this story. This story, I don't know. Something that got to get in our mind and start having us looking at, let's get past the third grade where we already been at, you know what I mean, for so long. Where we like, when we done with stuff, we just throw it on the ground kind of fine stuff. When are you not a baby anymore? When do you say that the nature is helping you because you're helping it? Or you say, I don't help nature because I do unnatural stuff in the whole time in the first place. Or wouldn't that make you like the devil?
Okay,
there we go.
So levels to graduation. Levels to graduation.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're all graduating. We ain't hurting each other, but you are hurting somebody. You are hurting somebody. You ain't got to hurt me. I'm just looking at you, though. You could be punching yourself like 5-9 times and say, damn, why this shit hurts? Because you are punching yourself. I don't know if you noticed that. I don't know. Were you looking at it? Not judging you. Because I've judged. I've punched myself plenty of times.
I hear you.
I done put my foot in my mouth. I done bit my toes. Look, I done pulled the nail off and felt what it felt like. You ever bite your nails and you're like, damn, I went too far on biting my nails. What was I doing?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You're just being crazy for the moment. Crack.
Yeah.
We all got
literally
all the talented people in front of us. Everybody talented. Everybody got a gift. Rape is a gift. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to call it out.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, everything's a gift, bro. Everything. Even a person that don't know how to throw away trash, that's a gift. I ain't say you got to keep it, and I ain't say you got to want it, but it is a gift. We present. We present in everything. So where the God form at? We looking, we seeing it. Maybe we talk about it. Maybe we even brag about it. Or maybe we put it on the shelf and say, it's up here right now. And then when I'm ready to get the God form, I'm going to come back to it. Oh, it done blew down. Oh, it done moved somewhere. Oh, I can't even find it no more. Where is it at? I ain't looked for it since last time. Your God form been inside of you the whole time. What are you doing? What are you waiting on? You going to turn it on later? You going to turn it on later? You going to turn it on after everything done? You going to turn it on when you lay down? When you turn it on anyway? Matter of fact, did you know you don't have to turn it on? It's just already on. Matter of fact, how you
It been
on. Okay.
Look, you'll wake up and be like, it been on. I just hadn't been paying attention.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're just trying to punch the clock off. Let me turn that clock off with the freak, man.
You know.
That just ain't governing me right now.
Oh, you let
Auntie
the clock govern
LJ.
You. You got...
She taught that. She did.
she did, you know, I still honor and respect her even after, you know, everything that happened.
Yeah.
Because she did that. Yeah.
Well, we're periods, right? We're periods of learning each other. Absolutely. And what sign was she saying about? Scorpio. Her zodiac is of the Scorpio. So she's going to come out the eighth house. She's going to know that you ate it. See, when you put that TH on it, the TH, like I was learning about the music, how the music came in like numerical numbers. That's how the music flows.
This is Scorpio transformation. Oh, my fucking God.
So
oh,
the new version from the 4, 1 to
Got
4,
it.
They were showing us, 1 to 4, 1 to 4. James Brown used 1 to 4, 1 to 4. That's how the bass and the treble got put, 1 to 4. 1 to 4, then 1 to 4 equal up to 8 once you know how to double play it. Respect, respect. We have to know how to echo our music. So once the echo, the X become an 8, the 4 become an 8, the journey comes back to yourself. Now you can come from underground. That's why underground music was created. That's why the Underground Railroad was known. We know it, but we're right here on the ground. So we call the underground to understand, then understand, then higher in the infinite of the power. Because we were thinking finite. But when you think finite, only thing missing is the N. Not the E-N-D, the I-N. Add another N, that means a place where you go everybody now in. So now we're talking about social, being social. Now, of course, we got social. We go in there, hey, let's do whatever we do, bump the bump. But then there's specific. Respect, brother. Yes, I am. There's specific what you got to do. Now, let's say you went in the room and it was specific you had to do. Let's say everybody just say, everybody, we drinking water in here. They'd be like, what? Oh, I ain't in this room. I'm out. I drink other stuff than water. Now you're getting to the point where social and social is going to start to change. We're going to see, this is your group of people. This is your group of people. This is my group where the smokers at. Or this is my group where the drinkers are at. However, they ain't drinking like the other drinkers. Okay. This is now social. This is not social. See, there's a general. We're all going to run to the general place. Everybody doing, like, let's say Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Walmart or Kmart or something. Or General, or Gold, was the Dollar
General.
Huh? What'd you say?
I wish Kmart was still here. You know, that was my play store. Like,
I know, right, man? That was
it. It was Kmart. Yeah.
For real, man, because they had a lot of what you didn't think about in there, and it was more caretaking because we know about the K and the Mart energy. That was a car. That was a car Mart.
It was,
now, of course,
it was a toy store. It was a toy store for kids and adults. And you could eat.
They had the multi. Yeah, they had everybody. Look, you could even buy a ring in there.
Me and my mom stayed in there.
Come on now. Now, I probably would have turned back around and told somebody else not to buy a ring from a wedding ring in Kmart, though, because, no.
Yeah.
But my dad brought me in there. It was my dad's fault. Anyway, so.
I don't know if you knew. Anyway. Oh, no, I did. Go ahead. No. I've been telling you everything in the background. Never mind.
Yeah. No. You were telling me. I didn't look back on that one.
You didn't know that part. You didn't know that part, but you knew the reconnection of me and my mother. You knew that part.
Okay. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's how you had to you got to reconnect, and not just say
reconnect
so you can stay on that level. That's why there's levels, like we went back in the beginning. There's not, okay, well, this is, I guess, the greatest I got to get out of them, and we're going to stay here at this floor and the ceiling level, and I'm going to stay in here with this being who talks the same stuff that I heard thousands of times that probably annoyed me along with the stuff I wanted to take as the greatest stuff. Now you're going to start to feel like a giant in the room, and now that person is becoming a dwarf. When that starts to happen, bounce out of the room. Now is the overtake. This is how you like when you're at a job you like the job, and then all of a sudden the job starts to suck, and then you start doing things that make you look like you suck at the job. Yeah, you don't suck at the job. It's just the personality starts to kick in. I said with a brother. Okay. I said with a brother. I said, you know, in school they give you an A, right? Why they give you an A in the beginning of school?
Why do they give you an A at the beginning of school? To lure you in, I'm guessing.
Yes, to lure you in, to individualize yourself and say you're the best, and now you're going to have competition at every level.
So the carrot. So the carrot is dangled in the
beginning. Carried away. There you go. Look, is it a letter A? It's a letter A, right?
So this is why
you, right?
Paramount. I'm with you.
It's separating you right at the beginning. Now, upside down A, it looks like how VA is. That's why VA has a V and an A. This is why we have to study the end, the beginning, lesser beginning, you know what I'm saying? Forever ending, because it's a lesser ending to the forever beginning. The forever beginning is a lesser beginning, yet it's a forever ending all the time. It's a lesser of you paying attention to it. Yet when you fully pay attention to it, now is a lesson you have to think about it. That's how it's starting to happen now. Like, you're doing the sun and the moon. Yet concentration has to come through all of this in that sun and the moon days. And we're like, whoa, what's going on? Sunday, moon day, Sunday, moon day, Sunday, moon day, Sunday, moon day, Sunday, moon day. Yet it threw all these other days in there with Tuesday, you got to tune yourself. Wednesday, you got to witness something. Thursday, you got to authorize yourself. And then here come free your mind Friday. Now, here come back on the Saturn, sat you down. It's your turn today. You're going to sat you down. You're going to sat you on Saturn. I was like, wait a minute now. I came out on Saturn. Now, I don't know. My child might come out on Saturn. I don't know. This is how mystical is happening. Or she might come on a Sunday. I like a Sunday. And people usually get around and do what? Get together on a Sunday. That's the time they connect. That's their family. They're going to connect to their roots. That's like respect to each other. That's like it. And so that's just like how the highest bird fly over your head. We know that we're around each other. Now, how do we be around each other? Not just flat.
Mm-hmm.
We got flat words, but we got big birds, too. That's why Big Bird was in Sesame Street.
Have you seen the dragons yet?
Okay, come on. And that's why it's the dragon. Let's go on all the way over there, because it's going to be the dragon. See, the tails is also the talent.
Have you seen the dragon?
See, people wear armor. Yeah, dragon tails. They'll always wear talons, right? Talons are basically just like a reward. You want a tail for something. You want some kind of reward. You want income for your outcome. You want some beginning for an ending. It's a lesser end, a lesser beginning. So you want something that's going to tell for your tails. Tail for your tails. All your tails be your tails.
But
they call it Mooney.
The process,
they call it Mooney, right? Is it Mooney
or sorry,
money?
Kurt, y'all, I'm just so excited. But you go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, but it's still to examine why you want all of that, and also
there
to examine what it is that you're doing and attracting. You know,
absolutely.
You know.
The three realms. You're gonna have mental, physical, spiritual. You pick up a quarter. Is it the quarter you're picking up? Is it you're picking up? Do you value yourself as you pick up the quarter? I tell my Lakers sister, respect.
And when you're spending the quarter too.
Now you want to spend S-P-I-N or S-P-E-N-D your money. Okay. And now who are you doing it with? All right now. You messing with something over here with it. They say pay your tithes, but what you doing? Pay your tithes. Pay your tithes.
The intention behind what I am picking up is that the intention behind any and everything that you do, something as minute as how you spend a quarter, it's going to be paramount.
That bird, you hear that bird chirping? That bird said, he
old. The bird came in on that.
Come on. When we know when we're talking, when we're connected to the ancestors start talking too. And he's like, wait a minute now. Let me shut up.
That bird ain't shut up. Look.
No.
Oh, we hear you.
And they ain't gonna talk too long, but they're gonna talk long enough that you can hear them. And then they reflect to the other ones and talk to them. And then if they heard them, they're gonna reflect that. And that's how you see the echoes play back. See, when a person play music, like Black Dot brought up, the music came out back in the day. Back in the day was you. So the music always been inside of you. You just never knew how to pull it out. So you got to tap on something. You got to do something. Yeah, like you just did. You got
to pull
it out.
That's what it
means. Yeah, you got to hum
the tune. When they say life is a symphony.
Come on now. Here we go. And so you know that the custodian or the conductor had to be the same. The custodian had to have a rhythm to his cleaning up and the sweeping. Peace. How you doing? And so when he sweep or clean up, it's like how the broom or the mop is. Everyone has one. But if they don't do that every day, right, they're not learning their Shaolin discipline side self. So they don't have a discipline to themselves. As I say, I'm connected to Elegba. I'm doing an Elegba moment. I'm sweeping. I'm mopping. I'm doing the principles of what would clean the earth versus, damn, I'm messing the earth up. I'm throwing this glass on the earth. Slam. Get this glass. You know how many people say, cheers, and they hit the little thing together, and they don't even realize that's a ritual. They're doing a whole little ritual. Man, it's great to see you, man. Congratulations. Cheers. Ting. No, that's a whole Roman ritual. Blowing the candles out, that's a ritual. What's your breath doing on the fire? But you're doing it anyway. Go on, blow your breath on the fire. Blowing it on the stage, that's a ritual. You're putting one element right into another element. Do me a favor. You got a lighter on you? You got a lighter around you?
I do not. In the car, I took it out the car, so no.
All right, well, we're going to tap into your emotions of your imagination. You ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. I'm going to have you just close your eyes and think about this fire when I light it. All right? When I light this fire, what colors do you see at the very base of the lighter?
Blue at the very base of the lighter.
Okay. All right.
Why
is it blue? What makes that at the bottom? Yeah, the blue at the bottom. A sky blue. I guess the water blue, too,
the base
huh?
of the lighter.
Okay. Be with the ace. Gotta have base. Gotta have base with treble. Now, that's the blue etheric energy. Right? You're doing 9 ether right in front of your face. Do you see your God form? Or you just use it? You abuse it? Use it? Useless? Does it feel useless to you? How about when you up in something and you got no air in there and you light that up? That's the first thing you're going to see is blue because there ain't no air in there. Then you might see red, but that's the first thing it got to burn, right? In order for it to turn red. Yet, it had to be going black before it even turned red. That's how the mind be like, don't even think about it. You just know, I'm going to just keep going. I'm going to have you just keep going. We freeze frame our stuff. Yet, we didn't have to freeze frame it because it's always in the motion moving. Like the birds flying over my head right now. No, not flying over my head. Flying right in front of me so I can see it in motion. When we see it in motion, we see movement. But this is where it gets confusing at. I'm going to give you what the little signs they gave us. E equals MC squared. What do you think that means? E, and then they got the equal sign, right? Then an M, right? A C, a number 2, as a square. What is that about? Respect, brother. How you feeling? Good?
My mouth here.
Respect. Yes, sir. That's it. Present. What is that about? How do you measure E equals MC squared? Do you know?
I don't. I was in my head. I was trying to take a guess, but I'm not going to even touch that. I don't know.
All right, so we're working on energy. We're working on ease the energy of the mass, right? But how can you learn the mass if we don't know the circumference? So now, how does the circumference two times itself? It's science. It's your conscience.
There's a conscience riddle. A conscience riddle. Oh.
This is the two ball cane riddle right here. Everybody who wants to be a man has to have the two ball cane riddles all together. Otherwise, can't have two balls in a cane. You're not qualified. Go on back over there. Sit your ass down somewhere in the corner. Where's your confidence at? You ain't confident in that. All right, so what I mean is E equals MC squared is basically your energy in the mass and how it can double itself if you know your feminine side to now divine itself in the circumference. So it'll be square plus the triangle plus the circle, which is length, right? That's how we measure our mind with the liquid, because that's how we break it down in our body. And then it gases out in the circle. So now it fumes back up in the air again. That's your God form. God form is in everything. So now if you had three God forms at least, versus just say you got that one God you always talk about. Oh, my God, my God. But then you say Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Isn't that three gods right there? You don't wanna say that? You don't wanna break
Father
that up?
God.
Okay, all right, fine. I'm gonna go
Holy
over here
Ghost.
Then. Solid liquid gas. Ain't that same thing right there? Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? Okay, I'm gonna go over here then. I can do this all day. Fire, earth, air, oh, you're missing the rain. That's why you don't see the reflection.
And the closer we get to science. And the closer we get to
the
nature,
more you're going,
the closer that
woo,
we
that's the big old bumblebee just flew by me when you said that.
Come on now.
We are in tune as the nature talks to you like a time on a clock talks to you. Now, if you're not in time with the clock, how are you in time with nature? Mm. Oh, wait a minute, because you're in time with the clock. Well, what if I took the clock
but
time
see,
and
we,
switched it over here
see,
in Texas?
But see, we're being
say?
Also distracted because we think it's...
Did you hear what I just said, bro?
Huh. Go ahead. No, no, I'm sorry. Run that back. Run that back because I'm
you
in my head.
What
but
I
run,
just
it,
said.
Run that last part back.
No, you good. We speak in time. That's what I was just saying. I said, the time here is different than the time in Texas.
Right.
It
right.
is, ain't it? Okay,
it
so
is.
My God different from your God. This is what we're going to keep doing.
Ah.
We're going to keep having this little battle, and you don't even realize you got to do all the gods. You can't just do my God different from your God concepts. You better stop that for compartmentalizing your God in your foot. You got all them other gods in your other body parts you ain't even used yet. You better stop
ain't
that.
You ain't
get smacked on the
Man.
Head.
Man.
Look, you get smacked on the head with that one.
And so with your statement, you know, I'm learning also that we paying attention. There it goes. Paying attention.
There you go.
To, that's it. Hey, I want to tell you, can you please repeat the lighter scenario for our audience, please? If you run it by a little slowly, if you can run that back by. The audience scenario,
yeah.
I mean the lighter scenario.
The real reason why I was bringing up the lighter scenario, but I was showing a brother yesterday, I said, if you light the lighter up, you'll see that there's levels to the lighter. It's not just one flame. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Just like you say, oh, it's one God. No, there's multiples in that one God that you're calling one God. Mm. Just like there's multiples in the one chakra that we call the chakra. And if you really knew it, it would be all this green ether energy before we even saw a blue ether energy. Yet this is the difference between the two. We're on the ground, so you see green all around. Yet you probably ain't thinking green because that's that money in your pocket. All right, so let's go on back to the lighter. What God form at? So you light the lighter, right? And you see blue at the bottom. It ain't at the top.
Yeah.
When you look at the sky, you see blue at the top. It ain't at the bottom unless you near the water. So you don't see reflection of the God form, all right? So now let's go on back to this lighter. The lighter is blue at the bottom, and then you see how if you put it in the cave and you light something, you're now going to pay attention to the colors. See, because if you're outside and you light, you ain't going to see it like this. You got to go somewhere where it ain't like you see it all the time. You got to get yourself maybe in the ghetto and do this kind of thing. All right? Some of us don't think we, I'm too good to be in the ghetto. You know, you just as ghetto as most of us. You better stop that. You better stop that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Right.
All filthy and you still acting like you're high and mighty. You better stop that. All right. So anyway, the blue ether, when it hit the ground, it's going to hit, but it's going to hit and it's going to make something burn. Whatever it hits and sticks to, that's not basically because this is where Nook and Geb have shoe and Tefna in, where something's dry and something's moist. If something is dry, not too dry, but at least a little moist, but not too moist, to where that fume of the gas now can go onto that, it's going to attract it. It's like a magnet. It's now electric. Now, bam, here comes the fire burning it, but it's going to turn black first before it turn red.
Mm.
Then it goes to yellow or orange. Orange and yellow. It's up to you in that aspect, how you see it. Life is like that. We're going through life with a lighter and not knowing our own igniting fire. Blue ether is your first, your non-ether. Like right now, these cars just honked at the duck, the beast that been walking on the earth, and they act like they can't take 5 seconds to stop and pause to let them cross the street without honking at them. The honking is like as if we're a honky honking. Because, you know, it's just like honker, honky. That's why that word came up. Like they were honking so much, calling the honky. That honk was like to be a duck sound. That's in the beginning was a sound. See, he's doing it right now. And he's a Tomahawk doing that. So you'll find out we'll start to not only be Eastern to the Western with our ways of how we are, but also in the mentality of our skin. Some of us say we're so high and mighty that we ain't have to be like a goose and scare the crap out of them and honk at them this whole entire time. Now, another one honking at them. It's like you're learning off of Earth and what Earth rings or Earth link. An Earthling, right, could be like a lingam, learning the language, but you don't have a language. You just say, I got a language. I'm going to do mumble rap. But if you're a link, you're bringing in the new form and the old form and merging them and showing them how it works, how it coexists, how they can both still have their own languages. And then, and here's a language with the conversion of the two. Like, you know what I mean? Know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah. I'm with you. I understand. I'm sorry. I heard that. And as I was in deep thought, as you were saying that, I'm thinking about the ones who actually do, who I know that are doing that.
Yeah.
But what we do is we judge them a lot.
Okay, and that's why it gives us room to bring the other room in. And it's not saying the other room being a bad thing. The other room should be
right.
A left and a right thing, not a wrong to the left, a wrong to the right. High and mighty over here. You ain't that high and mighty.
Yeah.
What you doing that's so high and mighty?
Yeah.
You ain't got the same shadow I see casting on the ground right now. And right now, apparently, yours is getting bigger than mine because you're overshadowing everything right now. When do we not overshadow each other? Okay. That's shady. You hear that? And then this cat named Slim Shady. Slim and you shady? Oh, I don't want to be around you at all. You slim. You a skinny person. That's what that's called, right, Slim? I remember in a Jamaican song, I was making a movie called Orange Slim. Orange Slim, he was sneaky. But he'll use sexual and he'll use con artist ability. And that was a Jamaican movie. It was a 70s movie. A lot of 70s movies showed us the satire to ourselves, how we could be a terrible being. But it's propaganda. That's why we know it ain't true. Now, the thing is, about reality, we need to see origin in order to see ourselves. So that's why we get kind of distorted. We'll look at the origin that they're showing us, yet it has no originality. So now you got to look through the watered-down Kool-Aid drink of where the originality could have been at, if that was where it was at. That's what you're working with. That's what you're working with the black and white that they said was black and white on TV. I said, hold on. Why they got that little thing say, and action? And they do it. They bring that little thing or this thing smack together and say, and action. And they show everybody doing all these moves and starting up an act. It's not an action. It's an act. That's different. We the action. When you know you're the action, that's when you know you're part of the Elekba movement. There's a lot of Elekba issues. Some of us are smokers. Some of us are drinkers. That's why that was put there.
Yeah.
Some of us even go deeper than that. We the crackhead. We the cokehead. We all of them. And then, not only that, we the functional ones. We walk around here functional. You're like, God dang. We're putting the day. All the crackers keep moving around. God dang. Don't put your stuff down. So now, you got to learn the tricksters. You got to learn the linguistic part of it. You got to learn, what's their trade? Are they really a traitor or a perpetrator? See, now they honked at them, and the geese, look, the geese got up and flew. Now the geese man, they flew. They got up off the ground and flew. Now, could they have flown all the time? Yeah. But who they testing? Us. The whole entire time, bro. That's when it's like, look at us being ignorant. We so fast, we so in a hurry. You don't realize you could go around her. You go around other lanes. You got to honk your horn. This is New York. You got to honk your horn. You got to tell me where to go with your honking of the horn. You mad at me because I'm trying to turn. I realize I'm going the wrong direction. You going to honk at me?
But all is the wrong direction.
Yeah. It's like wrong or
you know,
the right. Or left.
So with that... we're gonna bring it to a close.
Yeah.
So open mic, we're gonna bring it to a close because we wanna marinate on everything that has been said on this open mic discussion. We wanna marinate on that. So any of you guys who are listening, thank you. We definitely appreciate you guys for always listening, guys. You know, life is very interesting, you know, and something I'll share with you that the Empress said to me this weekend, well, this week was, it ain't over yet. And that's how I end that.
Of course.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate all of the energy that is present in our now, in our processes into getting back to us. And that's all I got, Eternal. You can go ahead and close it out.
You are formed to live in a moment as the moment is giving you a present. You are a gift. You cannot allow someone else, even your mother or your father, to tell you lesser than that. I give thanks to be around Pomoja Tukashinda and Wambi Tukashinda to actually see a difference in our livelihood. How we say now, this is their second solar return from the first solar return of seeing themselves being in the forms of just being together as a village connection, a Netzer and Netzeret becoming, which now they're a Netzer and Netzeret already established, and they have foundation, and they have growth coming out of the earth, and they have the offbeat LLC. You know, there's things that when we want to see our people have, we got to start there in order for us to even have. If we never took the time to stop, pause yourself or someone else, you are greedy. You've been greedy all your life. Time you stop being greedy. That's all. It ain't nothing wrong with it. I was greedy. I was greedy. I ate a lot of food. I was young. And once I found out how young your mentality can be, you grow from it. You grow in, grow up, grow out, grow through, once you know what you grow and what you knew. This is life. Life grows on us. I give thanks. Much love to all y'all. We're getting ready to go into a new growth. I have a new seed coming into the existence. And this is where the lesser beginning and never ending happens again. You know what I'm saying? So, solar return to everyone who just had a recent solar return, and those who are onto the newer path, condolences to them. Yet this also happens. We have the good and the bad, the left and the right, the up and the down. I give thanks to the in and the out so that we can see E equals MC squared, yet it's the echo that gets us there. Now you're present. Now you're sound. Now your sound can be your reason. Ashe. Ashe. Yo. Give thanks. Respect. Ashe.
Play.